KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, some areas of fog, and 62 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for areas of fog through about 8 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy at a high of 84. In a surprise announcement during Wednesday evening City Council meeting here in Atlantic, City Administrator John Lund reported that City Attorney Jamie Arnold has resigned, effective immediately. Lund told reporters after the meeting that Arnold tendered his resignation Tuesday morning.
And I met with David Wiederstein. I kind of saw this coming. He had left the county courthouse 2 weeks ago, I believe. And so I spoke with David. We were planning on meeting that afternoon anyway. So the timing, it worked well. So there's not going to be any disruption in our legal services, and we're actually already getting some stuff done.
While no official explanation was given for his resignation, Lund said that Arnold was planning to return to North Carolina.
He did an excellent job and a great guy, great communication. I'm really sorry that it didn't work out for him. I mean, I've had 100% no complaints, and I know the other city clients, when I reach out to them, they've had no complaints either.
Arnold, who was in private practice at the law firm of Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein, was also the assistant Cass County attorney. Lund said the firm will continue to be on retainer for the city, at least in the interim.
Since we did appoint Jamie and Otto and Lawrence at the same, it was all phrased as one. We'll continue paying Otto and Lawrence as we have in the past, since David will be doing the work. And the council needs to decide if we want to simply default back to David, if we want to solicit more bids again. We did get a pretty good deal when we hired Jamie, and it would save taxpayers money if we continued it, but it's up to the council to decide.
The city's Personnel and Finance Committee will begin the process of deciding which direction to take in the search for a city attorney. A truck driver from Sparta, Wisconsin, was injured Wednesday morning when the 2014 Kenworth he was driving went out of control on Interstate 29 southbound north of Council Bluffs and came to rest on the highway. The State Patrol says 56-year-old Bradley Zerot was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of minor injuries. The accident occurred at around 10:40 a.m. near the 58-mile marker. Officials say the semi left the road on the right shoulder and re-entered the interstate before rolling onto its side and spilling its 50,000-pound load of split peas. It's believed Zerot suffered from a medical problem prior to the accident taking place. The roadway was closed for about 2 hours while crews worked to clean up the spilled veggies. Police responding to an incident of assault Wednesday evening in Red Oak arrested 46-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins of Red Oak. Houchins was taken into custody at around 5:40 p.m. in the 500 block of East Market Street and charged with serious domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Iowa cropland value dropped the sharpest in the U.S. in the past year, falling 6.3% as low grain prices weakened the value in the nation's leading corn-producing state. Cropland value fell to $8,200 an acre after climbing to $8,750 last year. Iowa cropland values shot up more than 56% from 2011 to 2014. Cropland values declined in 10 states while others remained static or grew. Texas saw the biggest jump at 9.5% to $1,840 an acre. Nationally, cropland grew an average of 0.7%. New Jersey has the most valuable cropland at $13,500 per acre after a 3.8% increase. California is second at around $10,690, and Arizona is third at $8,320 an acre. Iowa ranks fourth. And gasoline prices are dropping slowly and steadily as Iowa motorists are seeing the lowest pump prices for August since 2009. Gail Weinholzer, a spokeswoman for the AAA of Iowa, says the national average has dropped for 19 days in a row. The statewide average is now $2.68 a gallon. She says there's a lot of buzz about whether gas prices will keep falling and dip below $2 a gallon.
I would not expect that we would approach $2 a gallon anytime prior to Halloween, perhaps as late as Thanksgiving.
July and August are usually high travel months, as so many people are taking road trips, so gas prices typically rise during the summer due to increased demand. This year, however, that's not the case. Indications are prices will continue falling for the next several weeks and perhaps the next several months.
We have to go through the switchover from the summer to winter driving season, and that'll push prices down about a quarter per gallon. So I wouldn't expect anything close to $2 until late fall, the early start of the winter.
AAA survey finds Iowa's most expensive gas is being sold in Des Moines, averaging $2.76 a gallon, while the state's cheapest gas can be found in Davenport, averaging $2.56. Iowa's highest ever gas prices were recorded in July of 2008, when the statewide average reached $4.02 a gallon. In the funeral announcements, Lori Ann Moore, age 52, of Missouri Valley and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lori Ann Moore will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Donna Devilbus, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Donna Devilbus will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Jeff Tigges, age 49, of Defiance, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Jeff Tigges will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Willie. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of arrangements. Lester Olson, age 90, of Vail, died Wednesday in Carroll. Funeral services for Lester Olson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Vail. Huebner Funeral Home of Denison has arrangements. Anna Lauren Eggers, age 17, of Avoca, died Tuesday. The funeral services for Anna Eggers will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the AHSTW High School in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mae Gittens, age 86, of Gray, died Tuesday in Audubon. Funeral services for Mae Gittens will be Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Gray. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Dorothy Cheslick, age 98, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Private family services will be held for Dorothy Cheslick at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.